WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Third and final hour here on Fun Friday, brought to you by Dee's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. If you haven't had a chance to get over to Dee's and check out the upgrades they've made, I highly recommend that you get over there and see it for yourself. It's pretty good over there. We've got new menu boards, digital menu boards that are nice and bright, and the place looks really great, lit up at night. And you can see they even have the WBSM logo that pops up on one of them too. So, but check it out. Dee's Hot Dogs in New Bedford on Tarkiln Hill Road. And remember, you can get two hot dogs, chips, and a soda for $5. Can't beat that for lunch. And don't forget, too, Dee's is open year-round. So even if you want a hot dog in the middle of January, you can get one. All right, and our Fun Friday question today, brought to you by Dee's Hot Dogs, is which superhero would you most want to be? That's in honor of this being the Rhode Island Comic-Con weekend. Which superhero would you most want to be? And let's see, we got a few answers here. We've got Henry, who says he wants to be Batman. And again, as I said, it's not just getting the powers, although Batman doesn't have powers, but it's not just getting the, you know, that side of things. You've got to get it all. So you have to have, now you have to have Batman's trauma. You have to have Batman's, you know, sense of duty, his lonely life. But you know what else you also get as part of that? Bruce Wayne's millions of dollars. And actually, in today's day and age, Bruce Wayne's millions of dollars are probably billions of dollars. They probably made him a billionaire now in the comics. I haven't read a Batman comic in a while. But that would not surprise me. So you can answer that question, 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app if you'd like to answer questions that way. You can also send me an email, tim@wbsm.com. And we've been getting responses from people in all those ways for the conversation that was brought up in the last hour about the roads. I'm going to read some of those app chat messages and emails that we got. And then coming up in a few moments, we're going to be joined by Bob Kudo of Impex. He's going to be joining us to talk about the grand tasting, the holiday grand tasting at Stevie's Wine and Spirits that's happening tomorrow from 1 to 4. And he's going to let us know some of the things that he's going to be tasting over there tomorrow, as well as some of the other stuff that we'll be able to try. So that's coming up in just a few moments. But let me give you those app chat messages because we got quite a few that came in. I just got to shift this back over to this. I'll start with an email that I got. Rebecca says, I agree with the ladies that called in to speak about how bad the roads are in New Bedford, especially Cottage Street, the entire street beginning to end. Awful. And then we've got JMK who says, I agree with the caller 100%. These roads are ridiculous, or atrocious, rather. Hold on, I'm going to open up the whole message. The only downside is when people write along when I have to open it up to read it all. The roads in New Bedford are atrocious, and they keep ripping apart the ones that are in great condition. Something also needs to be done about those people who are parking on the streets illegally. Yes, where I live, we had two dead cars that didn't move for years that just sat in the same spot, flat tires and everything. They would get tickets put on them, and they just let the tickets pile up. They didn't even take the ticket off the car. They just left it there thinking that would keep them from getting another one. Let's see. Then Sketty called in and says, I just want to say I thought this was Fun Friday, not Debbie Downer Day, LOL. Not to undermine their complaints, but that's why the mayor is on every Wednesday. That's the complaint day, not on Fun Friday. So that's a fair point. Then NB Resident had a few comments as well. Hold on right here. Says she's 100% right about Hawthorne potholes everywhere. And says, I wonder if that guy voted. You know who writes those ordinances? The counselors. Complain, 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 but do nothing to change it. Shame on those that don't vote to make a change. I will say, though, the counselors are, they can't do anything about the roads. They can advocate for you. They can, you know, put in a call to DPI and say, you know, what's going on with this road? When is this? But as I mentioned, DPI has a formula, and they have a list and an order in which they're going. So they can advocate for you, but that's about it. They can't force anybody to do anything. They can't make there be more funds. They can only cut money. So they are kind of limited in the roles they can play other than just being an advocate for you. And believe me, they are advocating for you to get your ward, your road fixed. Let's take a phone call here. Good morning. You're on WBSM. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? I see you there. All the buttons are pressed correctly. Nope, you hung up. All right. Well, that's okay. Oh, here they go. They're calling back in. All right. So now we... Okay. Now I think we got you. You're on WBSM. Nope. I guess we're having an issue with their phone. All right. Well, 508-996-0500 if you want to call and chime in. We've got the app chat. Also, if that's easier for you to send in your thoughts, and you can also send that open line voicemail where you can record what it is that you want to say and send it over, and I can play it on the air. I just need to make sure I preview it first, and then we can play it out over the air the same way it'd be a phone call, except I'm not going to interrupt you. Also, a reminder, you know, as we are talking about people struggling with food and concerned about the SNAP benefits, and they're still kind of in limbo, we will have some conversations next week. So this week you will hear Victoria Grisella of the United Way of Greater New Bedford on Town Square Sunday, on Sunday morning. And we'll have that up at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app as well. But then also she's going to come on with us on Tuesday because we're going to preview the Hunger Heroes food drop, and we can talk some more about some of these other issues too. And then also next week I'm working on getting some other guests that are going to come on to talk about different food drives and things that are going on. So we'll continue to have those conversations. But the Hunger Heroes food drop is happening on Saturday, November 15th from 10 to noon outside of Aldi in Dartmouth. So if you've never done one of these food drops before, we're going to be standing right outside the front door of Aldi, as long as, you know, that's where they put us this time. And then you're going to see the tents and everything. And you come on over, you just drive right up. We'll take the canned goods and the non-perishable food items out of your car, and you don't even have to get out of your seat. You don't even have to unbuckle your seatbelt. We'll take it out of your car, out of your backseat, out of your trunk, wherever, and then you can just get on your way. And if you don't have anything to donate already, Aldi's going to have it all in the store for you so that you can just walk in, make the purchase, come out and drop it off with us. And there's specific items that they're looking for this time around because they're putting together baskets for needy families to give them a Thanksgiving dinner. So Victoria will come on with us. She's going to talk to Jim on Sunday, and then she'll talk to us on Tuesday and give you the rundown of what all those items are. But of course, you can also find them on the United Way's website, unitedwayofgnb.org. All right. And as I mentioned, tomorrow is the big holiday grand tasting at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven, 115 Huddleston Avenue. And there's going to be over 10 vendors offering up different things for you to try. Plus, they're going to have all kinds of fun events going on, fun things going on, prizes, including they're going to be raffling off a pair of tickets to Maroon 5. So you want to make sure you get out there just to enter to that, at the very least. But as I mentioned, over 10 vendors there, and one of them is joining us now. We have Bob Kudo of Impex joining us. Good morning, Bob. How are you today?
Good morning, Tim. Thanks for having me. I'm doing well, thank you.
I'm so glad to have you on. I mean, we've had great conversations at Stevie's in the past, and I'm excited to have you bring some of that knowledge and passion to the listeners here.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.
So let me ask you this. What are the kind of, you know, beverages that people look for in the fall and in winter months?
It does shift quite a bit. People go to more flavorful, more spice-filled or heavier spirits from the lighter gins and vodkas. So people, you know, the taste does change seasonally, as, you know, most people recognize that. So it's fun to play with some different spirits and some different flavor profiles this time of year.
And that's what's really interesting is you've got stuff that is gone. So we have this like we had this run of a time period where, you know, you were getting your regular spirits and they were just adding in these artificial flavors to them. And yeah, it kind of got people excited to have something flavored like something, but they just weren't really that great. But the stuff that you bring and the other vendors bring to Stevie's, these are a much better process of actually infusing that flavor into the liquor.
100%. All the spirits that I have there, and a lot of the other vendors, a lot of natural flavors, no additives, nothing changed, nothing added in, nothing taken out.
And it's done through the process as opposed to just, you know, we're going to take this whiskey or take this gin and we're going to add some drops of flavor. It's part of the process, so you get a much more cohesive flavor to it.
That's absolutely right. Yeah, one of the gins I'm bringing is actually from Scotland. It's Herb Garden Gin. It's freshly distilled. They grow all their own botanicals on site on their property in Edinburgh, Scotland. And everything is done by hand there by 16-person operation. It's an incredible gin that we're going to be tasting. It's their holiday festive version. So it is definitely fit for this time of year. It's cinnamon, ginger, cardamom, and juniper and coriander, angelica root, winter savory. It's a really fun, festive, delicious gin for this time of year.
Yeah, I bought a bottle of that in like July, and I loved it then. So it's perfect for this time of year, but it's really good. Yeah, it's good anytime. What other things are you bringing tomorrow?
I'm going to have Lemon Hearts Blackpool, their spiced rum, which is incredible. I'm going to be pouring it with eggnog as well, so it makes a great mixer, but it's just a delicious, full-flavored spiced rum. Going to be doing a couple of whiskeys as well. I'll be doing a selection from Kilhoman. We're going to be doing 100% Isla. It's a small family-owned farm-based distillery on Isla in Scotland. And this, everything in that bottle is 100% grown and done on the farm. And I'm also going to be bringing in some selections from the Glenallachie Distillery, which is a Speyside, so heavily sherried single malts. It's just wonderfully done, beautiful, and all of my distilleries that I'm working and bringing in are all independent family-owned distilleries.
And that's a really important thing because, you know, I've noticed that, the mass-produced stuff, you know, the major people, like, you can get that stuff anywhere. What's great about Stevie's is they have these smaller family-owned businesses that they're giving a spotlight on their shelves, and it really gives you the opportunity to try things, especially the purple dot system they have there where you can try anything that has a purple dot, but also these tasting events. You really get a chance to give these smaller businesses a chance to shine when they might not get that in the crowded world of whatever's on the shelf at the bar.
100%. It's nice to be able to try something because if you've never heard of it before, you haven't tried it before, it's not in every bar. It's nice to be able to taste it before you bring it home and make that investment and know you're going to love it. Like, we know we have incredible spirits at the company I work for, Inbex Beverages, but the hardest part of my job is just getting somebody to try it for the first time because once they do, they're hooked.
And you also are good at, I talked about this with Tom when he was on us with us before. You do a great job of teaching people why they like something when they try it. Or if they taste it and they're like, yeah, that's not for me, you can help them figure out why it's not for them. And so you're actually getting an education while you're getting a chance to sample.
Absolutely. The education is a big part of it. When you understand the history and we don't taste with just our palate, it's the whole experience. It's our eyes. It's the thought process. It's a lot of it goes into the actual tasting, and it really makes a big difference.
And it gives you a much more appreciation for it when you learn the process, when you learn the history of it. And then you can become, you know, the customer, the person trying it can become an advocate for it too. And then these small businesses get an even more of a chance to make headway in that crowded market.
Absolutely, yeah. It's great. It's having support from Stevie's has been incredible. They do support some incredible brands. And Kelly, the manager there, surrounds herself with an incredible staff. And it's just amazing what they've done and how much we've grown in there with them because of the hand selling and the education that her staff has as well on all the products.
And what do you find when you go out and you get the chance to talk to people? You know, are there trends that we're seeing right now? Are there things that people are kind of gravitating toward overall? Or are we seeing, because I was talking about this with somebody at the last tasting. They said that it seemed like for a while, you know, gin had kind of fallen out of favor with people, but now it's making a comeback. Like, what are you seeing as some of the trends in what people are consuming?
Things are very cyclical. It does change. Like, Scotch was very big for a long time, and it kind of took a step back, and now it's starting to come back a little bit. Gin took a hit, but it's coming back again. So everything kind of comes and goes and cycles, and it's just what is hot at the moment and what the big brands are. They do drive a lot of different opinions on different things because they have the power to do that. But it's just, there's always going to be fans of every different kind of spirit, and it's just a matter of bringing new ones in all the time by tasting and education.
Absolutely. And that's what people can get tomorrow from 1 to 4 at Stevie's Wine and Spirits for the big holiday grand tasting. Are you going to put your name in to try to win Maroon 5 tickets?
I just might.
All right. Well, I'll see you over there tomorrow.
All right. Looking forward to it, Tim. Thanks so much. Have a great afternoon.
Thanks, Bob. You too. That is Bob Kudo of Impex Beverages, and he will be there tomorrow at Stevie's Wine and Spirits 1 to 4 for their grand holiday tasting. I will be there as well, and so come on by and hang out with us. I got to take a break here. We're going to get that break in, then we'll go to the news, and then we'll talk more with you. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting live from the Carefree Homes studios, this is WBSM. Carefree Homes, your local family-owned home improvement experts. Roofing, siding, windows, and more. Get a free quote at carefreehomescompany.com to make your house a carefree home.
Welcome back, and that is The Cure. And if you are looking for the cure to high electric bills, well, maybe going solar is the cure for you. But in order to find out if it's the right move for you, you have to talk to the experts, the trusted experts, not the people that are just coming in and trying to push those solar panels on you. The people who are actually going to sit down and talk to you and analyze whether or not it's the right move for you, and that would be Isaacson Solar. So while other solar companies want to knock on your door and try to get you to sign on the dotted line, install those panels, and then you never hear from them again, Isaacson Solar is not like that at all. They're never coming to your door unless you invite them over. And if you do, if you reach out to them at isaacsonsolar.com, they will come to your home. They will give you an assessment. They will talk to you about whether or not your home is a good fit for solar. And then they'll go over everything with you. So you'll have all the information you need to make the decision. You don't just have to decide for yourself based on what you Googled or what you saw on a YouTube video. They're going to sit down and talk to you all and explain it all thoroughly. But again, to start that off, you just got to go to their website, isaacsonsolar.com. Isaacsen, isaacsonsolar.com. We are going to go into the news now. We'll be taking some of your calls, 508-996-0500. On the other side of that, we also are getting some more app chat messages, including one answering our Fun Friday question, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. Since it's Rhode Island Comic-Con weekend, the question is, which superhero would you want to be? So we'll get into some of those answers. I did get a question asking me where the Comic-Con is. It's at both the Rhode Island Convention Center and the AMP. It's so big, it takes over both the convention center and the arena. And I can tell you that I don't think there's any tickets left for Saturday. Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure all the tickets are gone for Saturday. But Friday, today, and Sunday, there are still tickets available. And if you go to their website, RhodeIslandComicCon.com, you can see RIComiccon.com. You can see all of the different celebrities that'll be there. But hundreds of celebrities coming to this. And, of course, there'll be people selling stuff. It's a great time. So you can find out more about that at ricomiccon.com. And maybe I'll see you over there this weekend. Right now, though, going to turn things over to my hero, Mike Roberts, in the WBSM newsroom.
A jury awards $10 million to the teacher shot by a 6-year-old student, a former Celtics player arrested, and the worst airport for international travel.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The Senate is set to vote later today on a pathway to end the government shutdown, which is now at day 38.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune told lawmakers over a conference lunch yesterday that another vote on the House pass continuing resolution will take place for the 15th time today. A jury awarding $10 million to a Virginia teacher who was shot by a six-year-old student, Abigail Zwerner, had sued the school's former assistant principal, Ebony Parker, claiming that she had ignored warnings the boy may have had a gun.
I think it says that what happened at Richneck Elementary School that day was wrong and is not going to be tolerated, that safety has to be the first concern at schools. I think it's a great message.
That's Zwerner's attorney, Diane Toscano, speaking after the verdict was announced. The boy shot Zwerner in the hand and chest in January of 2023. Parker's attorney had told jurors her client did not have a legal duty to protect Zwerner. President Trump is announcing sweeping cost cuts on obesity drugs.
The White House says Eli Lilly, which makes Zepbound, and Novo Nordisk, which manufactures Wegovy, will lower the prices of those injectable weight loss drugs to as little as $350 a month for starter doses. List prices now exceed $1,000. Trump also says Medicare will start covering the drugs. All this starting in January when Trump RX, the administration's direct-to-consumer website, launches. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
Meanwhile, at that news conference, a man who fainted during it in the Oval Office is okay. Novo Nordisk executive Gordon Finley dropped to the ground while standing behind the president. The White House said its medical team, including Dr. Oz, quickly jumped into action to help Finley. Baby Center is out with its list of most popular baby names for 2025. And once again, Noah and Olivia are at the top of the list. Just behind is Liam and Oliver for boys and Amelia and Sophie for girls. New additions to the top 10 include Eliana and Aurora for girls, knocking off Ava and Luna, while Luca joins the boys' list, replacing Leo. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony taking place tomorrow in Los Angeles.
Joining the ranks are Cyndi Lauper, Bad Company, Chubby Checker, Joe Cocker, Outkast, Soundgarden, and the White Stripes. In committee picks, Salt-N-Pepa and Warren Zevon will also be inducted. The list of performers taking the stage for the ceremony includes Elton John, Olivia Rodrigo, Doja Cat, Iggy Pop, Missy Elliott, Taylor Momsen, and more. It will stream live on Disney Plus at 8 p.m. Eastern. I'm Michael Kastner.
Orlando International Airport, considered the worst airport for international travel. That's according to a recent report by Upgraded Points, which has based data from U.S. Customs and Border Protection. The rankings focused on the average time it took travelers to pass through customs during the winter holiday travel season. Los Angeles International Airport came in at number 2, followed by Nashville at 3. A Southern California police officer got a surprise when he pulled over a driver for a traffic violation.
When the Fullerton police officer approached the vehicle and asked for license and registration, the driver handed him a get-out-of-jail-free card from the board game Monopoly. The officer had a good laugh, but let the driver know that, though he appreciated the creativity, it was not a legal defense. He wrote a citation anyway and later posted a photo of the exchange on social media. I'm Phil Hewlett.
Lottery jackpots continue to go up. Mega Millions tonight and Powerball tomorrow.
There was no grand prize winner in Wednesday night's Powerball drawing, so that jumps to $467 million with a cash option of nearly $221 million. And then there's Mega Millions with an estimated $843 million up for grabs. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Former NBA player Tony Allen facing drug possession charges following a traffic stop in Arkansas. Authorities say Allen and another man were traveling in a vehicle that was pulled over by deputies on Wednesday. Marijuana and a white powdery substance that tested positive for cocaine were found in the vehicle. Both men were arrested on charges of possession of meth or cocaine and possession of marijuana. Allen played 14 seasons in the NBA from 2004 to 2018 for the Celtics, Grizzlies, and Pelicans.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
An overtime win for the Bruins over the Senators last night, 4-3. Celtics are in Orlando tonight at 7.
Now, your WPRI 12 forecast.
Brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. Dry clouds increasing later in the day. Temps in the mid-50s. Rain arriving late tonight, around midnight, milder with temperatures in the 50s. Early morning shower on Saturday, then dry, milder by afternoon and evening with late day sun and a high near 60. For WBSM, I'm 12 News Chief Meteorologist Tony Petracca.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Here right now, you could be earning yourself some great pay helping students get to school. Trembly Bus Company is looking for bus drivers, van drivers, monitors, and all you have to do is go to their website, tbcbus.com, to apply. TBC, Trembly Bus Company, tbcbus.com. And it's a great job for retirees, for stay-at-home parents, or for anybody who wants to help kids while also earning some great pay. And don't worry if you don't have a CDL. They are willing to train you if you are willing to learn. So, again, all you have to do is go to tbcbus.com, TBC Bus for Trembly Bus Company. I just keep saying that because sometimes, you know, when you're saying just letters on the air, it might sound like you're not, a B might sound like a D and all that. So TBC Bus, Trembly Bus Company, and maybe you could be the next bus driver, bus monitor, van driver that helps these kids get to school. All right, 508-996-0500 is my number. I said we were getting some more app chat messages coming in. So SA says, did anyone mention the illegal dumping going on all over the city due to the astronomical fees at the dump? And when things get illegally dumped near homes, it becomes the homeowner's responsibility to dispose of the items even after contacting the city about it. Right. I mean, that's the downside. If somebody dumps it on your property, now you're responsible for it. It's a terrible system, but it's the way that it works. And yeah, those dumping fees, and also not only the fees too, but the restrictions. The new restrictions on everything are making it harder. I mean, you just go walk through any thickly settled neighborhood in the city, any neighborhood where they have a bunch of triple-decker houses. You go look in the backyards of some of those buildings. I guarantee you, you're going to find 2, 3, 4 mattresses stacked up outside the building because it's just too costly to get rid of them. It's too difficult to get rid of them now. There is the mattress recycling place in New Bedford that can help. But people just, first of all, it's hard enough to move a mattress, let alone know where to bring it or then pay to have it removed. Or if you're going to have it picked up with the bulk item pickup, you know, you can only get so many picked up. So it becomes a thing that just gets collected. And you know who loves to move into those? Mice, rats. So now you just end up with those living in your backyard, and then they make their way into the house. So yeah, it's a real problem for sure. Also, we were talking about our Fun Friday question, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. Today's Fun Friday question was, because it is Rhode Island Comic Con weekend, which superhero would you most want to be? Happy says, the powers I wouldn't mind having is Green Lanterns. Even though it comes from a ring, it would be nice. The only limitations of the ring or the powers is of the mind. And I guess there's not a lot of downside to being a Green Lantern, right? Unless you're a Guy Gardner and then you get that terrible haircut. But other than that, there doesn't seem to be a lot of downside. There's, you know, like every hero has to have their flaws. Every hero has to have their struggles to overcome. I mean, that's Superman would be a boring comic book if he didn't have a potential weakness in kryptonite. It'd be a boring comic book if he didn't, you know, deal with the morality struggles of what it is that he can do. If it was really just, hey, I can do anything and nothing can stop me, that would get pretty boring after a while. So, you know, they've got to have their tragedies. They've got to have their flaws. They've got to have their traumas. And so it's just really a matter of picking which one out of all of them you'd most want to deal with. And I think in terms from a totally powers perspective, I mean, I'm just a negative person, just a pessimist, but I look at kind of all the downside of that. Oh, wouldn't it be great to be Wolverine and you could just heal from anything? Yeah, except then you got to live a long time and watch all your friends die and all your family die. And oh, by the way, you've got adamantium bones with claws that come out of your hands, which I'm sure can't feel great. And then, you know, you look at somebody like Spider-Man. Well, he's got all the powers of a spider. He can climb up walls and he can sling webs and all that stuff. All depends. Sometimes he makes the webs. Sometimes he naturally makes the webs. Depends on the comic and the writer. But wouldn't that be great to be Spider-Man? Well, no, because I don't like heights. So there's a little something for I can come away with for everything. But just thought that'd be a fun question considering it is Rhode Island Comic-Con weekend. And if I do get over there, it'll probably be on Sunday. And just to give you a heads up, if you are planning on trying to meet a certain celebrity, trying to get an autograph, or you're going to go and buy some of the merchandise they may have at their table, a lot of the photographs are done on a pro photo basis. So you sign up for a time and then you pay for the photo, which can be anywhere from, you know, $90 to, you know, $350 to take a photo with these celebrities, or they do these group photographs. So you sign up for a time and that's done by a pro photographer and they print it out instantly. So you get the photo. It's not like you got to wait for them to mail it to you or something, and they come out amazing. But just be aware that that's kind of the way that the celebrities do it. Some of them will allow you to take selfies at the table. They'll charge you for that. And when you get into the areas where the celebrities are, you can't take your phone out and just snap a picture. Like, you can't walk by the table with a celebrity sitting at it and just take a picture of them, because they're there, you know, they're there to make money. And also because the convention has to pay them a certain amount of money. So if they don't make that money in sales, the convention's on the hook. So naturally, they're going to make sure that everybody's following the rules. But when I started going to these, you know, the selfies, usually at first, the celebrities weren't even charging for the selfies. You could just take a selfie with them. Then, you know, if you like bought an autograph picture or something, they'd let you take a selfie with them. Then they started charging like $5 for the selfie. Now, you know, the selfie itself can cost you $40, $50, $60. And I know people complain about it and they're like, well, you know, it's just that it's a money grab. And there's so much money. It costs so much money to get in. And then there's so much money I got to spend there. I know, but that's what they're there for. You know, they're there to make a living. And plenty of people have no problem going there and paying. And I know people that are going to come back with, you know, tons of autograph pictures and tons of professional photos. I'm like, man, you just spent like my salary in a weekend. But that's the fun of it for some people. Me, I just like to walk around. People watch. Folks come dressed in cosplay, and you know, dressed up as their favorite characters or their own original characters. And it's fun to walk around and see all of those. So shout out to all the people that have spent months, if not years, building some of those costumes. And that's worth it alone. But my tip for you, if you're going to go on Sunday, get there early, because a lot of the celebrities do have a tendency to leave early because they have early flights. So just make sure if you're going to go on Sunday, you get there, you know, by like 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, some of them might start to disperse. So if there's somebody in particular you want to see, make sure you get there early. And check the website, ricomiccon.com, because that has all the schedules for everybody of when they're expected to be there. All right, I got to get one more break. Well, I got two breaks, but I got to get one in here right now. So let me do that. We'll be back in a few moments, and then we're going to check in with Eric over at the butcher shop.
Broadcasting live from the Carefree Home Studios, this is WBSM. Carefree Homes, your local family-owned home improvement experts. Roofing, siding, windows, and more. Get a free quote at carefreehomescompany.com to make your house a carefree home.
All right, and it's time to check in with Eric over at the butcher shop. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Hey, what's up, Tim? How you doing?
I got to let you know right off the bat here, you have a fan club on Fridays. There's somebody who this is their favorite part of the show all week long is when you call in, when we talk to you.
Oh, that's cool. That's nice. Whoever it is, thank you.
But now they need to go down and buy some meat.
They've probably already been here. A lot of people listen. They come in and they tell me, they'd be like, hey, I heard you on the radio. So that's cool.
Well, what do you got going on over there today?
Brother, I got prime rib, I got ribeyes, I got sirloin, I got short rib, I got everything, brother. Whatever you need, I have.
And as the weather's getting colder, people are going to want to be cooking up some of that stuff, so.
Chuck roast, a lot of chuck roast going out the window. Nice boneless chuck roast I got. Comes right out the window, brother. Rebuying it.
Perfect. And, of course, now with Thanksgiving coming up, I know you guys can take orders. You should probably be getting those orders in now, right?
Yeah, fresh turkeys for turkeys and turkey dinners. If you want turkey dinners, we make them.
So why do all the cooking when the butcher shop will do it for you?
Oh, you got that right, brother.
Plus, you got all the beer and wine and everything else they need there, too.
Yeah, that, too. Holidays are coming. Everybody wants a drink.
And of course, you're cooking up some stuff today. I know it's fish day.
Yeah, fish day. You got it. You remember. Good memory, man.
And so people can stop by and get a nice, already cooked meal. So if they don't want to cook today, if they're running around doing all kinds of stuff, you've got them covered.
Yeah, brother. You got it. I got fish. I got stuffed shrimp. I got octopus, got pork chops, we got pot roast, got everything.
Well, it sounds like people need to get over there to the butcher shop, and they got to do that soon because you're going to be closing for a little bit, right?
Yeah, I'm going to be closing next week. I'm going to close on, I'll be closed next Monday to the following Tuesday. So I'll be open on the 19th, I believe it is, or Wednesday the 19th. Yeah, that should be, we'll be back by then.
All right. Well, everybody should get out there and though and stock up so that they can be ready and they can wait for you to reopen.
Yeah, man, come and get your French meat pies.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Nice.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us, and I hope that you enjoy the time off, and we'll talk to you, I guess, in a couple of weeks.
All right, I'll talk to you, bro.
All right, take it easy. That is Eric over at the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Stop in and see them and, tell them. I hear you on the radio, and I got to try some of that great stuff you're talking about. Bring home some celebrity pork chops. Bring home some French meat pie. I haven't had French meat pie in forever, man. And I'm sure the French meat pie that I had pales in comparison to what they make at the butcher shop. When we made it at the diner, folks, it was just ground hamburger, onions, and instant mashed potato mix. That was it. Nothing else. No lamb, no nothing else. And it didn't have any of the fancy stuff in it. No pork in it, nothing. So anyway, I got to get one more break in here before the end of the day. Before the end of the program, before we give way to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now. So let me do that, and we'll be back in just a few moments. And that's going to do it for me for today and for this week. Maybe I'll see you over at Stevie's Wine and Spirits tomorrow from 1 to 4 for the holiday grand tasting if you're going to be over there. Maybe I'll see you at Rhode Island Comic Con on Sunday if I end up leaving the house. But I hope that you have a great weekend. I hope you get over to D's Hot Dogs and check out the new look of D's.